You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns. This podcast is going to make your day shine. I promise by the end of this, your ears will literally be smiling. This podcast is a Football Hour and Seven of the Best remix, if you will. How on earth was your game week last week? Did you fly or did you fail? You know something, I was sat here thinking, hasn't it felt like an absolute age since we last spoke? It really has. I don't like leaving you for this long. So think about it. What's changed in 7 days? Southgate bans syrup. Southgate turns Walker into a centre-half. Southgate turns England into a relatively good ish side. Arsenal didn't lose. Leeds United didn't lose. Arsenal didn't play. Leeds United didn't play. So a lot can change and still some things stay the same. Arsenal and Leeds are rubbish. What a life we lead in football. On this very exciting podcast journey, we are taking the National Express. We're finally leaving the Midlands and we are going to Lancashire. We are heading to Ewood Park to count down the seven of the best Blackburn players ever. Last week, we crowned Steve Bloomer as Derby's greatest ever player. Big love and thanks goes out to every seven of the best player and football friend who gave that podcast a listen. I bet you're there thinking and hoping I would tell you what on earth is going on in this podcast. Well, hold your horses. I'm here to do it right this very second. Each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down that football land. We're going from the top to the bottom and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. The reason I give you these biblical audio rewards where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest football game in the land, 7OTB.com. If Seven of the Best was a TV show, it would be The Sopranos. It's that bloody good. You know this by now, but for those asleep at the back of the class, wake up now. Come on, let me say this loud. Seven of the Best is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. Five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week. And finally, to finish it off, one draw. Us lucky 7OTB players try each week for £250 in the individual prize. So that means whoever gets the top score on the game from their seven predictions goes home with £250. The £700 you get is whether your team wins that game week. So a team is the top five scoring players from that game week, and the £700 team prize goes to that team. They're basically, as I said, the highest scoring team, and probably you're going to spend all that money on a big night out on the town. The big prize, though, that Seven of the Best has on offer. If you get seven of the best 4 game weeks in a row, you win. Straight away, you win £1 million. And best of all, it's free to play. All you have to do is go to our website, 7otb.com. And you know, we talk about that £1 million cash prize. And I like to think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. Last week, it was 1 million Terry's chocolate oranges. This week, I'm going to go and spend £1 million on an Easter egg. And use it as a house maybe for a few months until the sunshine melts it away. But I think them few months living in an Easter egg might be quite cool. Can you tell I'm slightly addicted to chocolate and sugar? Yeah, I know, my teeth are going to fall out very shortly. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We are going to be counting down our seven of the best players to ever play for the Rovers. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Blackburn players via At The Football Hour. I'll be talking about my bang average score last week. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King got on and what were his key talking points from last game week. Cristiano Ronaldo, if you're listening, as you always are to every single pod, thank you, CR7. Keep your ears open for that because Kingo is bigging you up. Then we'll be walking you through my prediction for week 35 and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 this Saturday. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Blackburn players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Barry Ferguson, Christian Daly or Kevin Davis. good for Bolton, rubbish for Blackburn. What we'll be doing is focusing on the cream of the blue and white crop. So we'll start from seven and we're going to work our way to the best player to ever play for Rovers. Here we go. At number seven, Bob Crompton. Crompton is perhaps the greatest figure in 130 years of Blackburn Rovers history. Such is his legend that even 68 years after his death, Crompton is still considered as one of the greatest players and has made our list. Why? Because he did it not for the money or fame, but for the love of the club. His playing career, well, the beginnings of Bob Crompton were simple enough. Born in Lancashire family on the 26th of September 1879, there was little to suggest he would become one of the immortals of the game. Crompton, however, rose quickly through the ranks. In 1896, aged only 17, he made the move from Blackburn Trinity to First Division Blackburn Rovers. On the 10th of April the following year, Crompton made a successful first team debut at centre forward. After three games, he was moved to left back and finally to right back. It was here Crompton would solidify his reputation and build a dynasty at Rovers. At the age of 21, Crompton's football and leadership quality saw him become Rovers captain. He did not shrink from his new responsibilities, continuing his form and ensuring Blackburn steadily rose in the First Division. As a player, Crompton was both physically and mentally strong. His positioning was second to none and his solid ground game was complemented by his aerial supremacy. But Crompton did not let his formidable size and strength overrule his gamemanship, and he became well respected as one of the true gentlemen of the game. While his meteoric rise at Rovers continued, Crompton was recognised by his country. On the 3rd of March 1902, Crompton made his debut for England at right back, soon becoming the first professional player to ever captain them. Crompton held his position until the outbreak of the First World War, captaining 22 matches and earning a total of 41 caps. At number 6 on the chart, Simon Garner. Garner was dubbed the Lincolnshire Poacher during his 14-year career that brought him 192 goals in 565 games. And the Boston-born striker was still finding the net on a regular basis when he eventually left Ewood Park in 92, helping both West Brom and Wickham to promotion via the playoffs. Garner was educated at Boston Grammar School and played for local club Boston United. He joined Rovers as an apprentice, turning professional in July 78. His debut came in the following season against Newcastle at St James's Park, the first of 484 league games for Rovers, in which he scored 168 goals. In his final season at Ewood Park, he helped fulfil chairman Jack Walker's dreams as Blackburn were promoted in time for the first Premier League season. Number 5, Ronnie Clayton. A slave to soccer was the title the Blackburn Rovers and England player Ronnie Clayton gave his autobiography, published the year before the abolition of the maximum wage in 1961, when it stood at £20 per week. Yet Clayton, who has died aged 76, was quite happy with his lot, venturing from his native Preston only as far as nearby Blackburn, where he made his league debut in 51 and went on as a right half to establish a club record 665 appearances. For England, he won no fewer than 35 caps, the first of them against Northern Ireland in 55, the last against Yugoslavia in 1960. And captaining the side on his last five appearances. As such, he was gently admired by the England manager, Walter Winterbottom. Ronnie was not a great talker, but he showed tremendous determination and concentration. And off the field, he was an honest, straightforward person one could rely on. Jimmy Armfield of Blackburn, who played for England behind Clayton at right back, admired him too. He always did his share of defensive duties and read the game so well. He was quiet, and now and then he would wander around and whisper a few things to you, but basically he showed rather than pointed the way. Number 4, Tugai. When Tugai arrived at Blackburn Rovers in 2001, surely no one would genuinely feel he would have had the impact he had had at Ewood Park. With Rovers gaining promotion back to the Premiership at the end of 2000, Graham Souness went in search of quality, experienced footballers. The likes of Brad Fiedel arrived after working with Souness at Galatasaray, and Souness's ties with another former club in Rangers, and the fact he had also worked with Tugay before enabled him to bring the Turk to England, and he transferred to Ewood Park in the summer of 2001 for $1.3 million in June. Little did they know then just how much Rovers would get for so much little. His consistency combined with his range of passing, which is at times breathtaking, and his tough tackling, no holding back approach, makes him the fan favourite that he was. He also has an eye for goal and wonder goals at that, fly past many goalkeepers. Number three, Tim Sherwood. The highlights of his career include captaining Blackburn Rovers to the 1995 Premiership title and becoming a full international for England. He also won a runners-up medal in the 2002 League Cup final with Tottenham Hotspur, coincidentally losing to his former team, Blackburn Rovers. He made his debut for Watford against Sheffield Wednesday on September the 12th, 1987. 31 more league appearances followed in Division 2. He moved to Norwich and notched up a total of 88 games and 13 goals in Norwich colours before joining the famous Blackburn Rovers in February 92. As one of Kenny Dalglish's first signings for Rovers, he initially struggled to make the first team, but became an integral part of Dalglish's big-spending Blackburn side. Under Tim's captaincy, Blackburn finished second in the Premiership 1993-94 season, before winning it the following season. At this point, it was a surprise that he did not gain international recognition, adding only an England B cap to the England under-21 honours he picked up whilst at Norwich. Sherwood, not the greatest midfielder in the club's history, but Sherwood's hands were the first Blackburn hands to hold the Premiership trophy, and may well be the last for a very long and distant future. Number two, Colin Hendry. Hendry began his professional career with Dundee, where he remained as a relative unknown for four seasons. This all changed when, in 1987, then-Blackburn manager Don Mackay signed him for £30,000. Initially playing up front as centre-forward, Hendry was gradually converted into a tenacious defender. Even so, he managed to score 22 goals in his first few seasons with Rovers, and was well known for his upfield charges with the ball. The most famous of his early goals was the winner in the 87 Full Members' Cup, giving Rovers their first piece of silverware in 27 years. Hendry became a constant in a period of great change for Rovers. Off-field, Ewood Park was being rebuilt, Shearer won the Footballer of the Year award, and attendances at games were climbing. On-field, Rovers were feared unit, with the SAS, Shearer and Sutton, providing quality up front. Hendry's defensive heroics were not forgotten by the faithful. His second and third efforts on the ball were cheered by a reluctant Blackburn crowd, and while his darting runs upfield were becoming less with the wisdom of age, Hendry never lost his eye for goal. It was in this scene of great change that Rovers qualified for the UEFA Cup, finishing second in 1994. But even this great achievement paled in comparison to the 95. Where the Rovers were once again on top, winning the Premier League title by a single point. Hendry's presence at the back was instrumental in this achievement and won him a place in the PFA Premiership team of the season. He was part of a defensive unit who were the rock on which the Premiership was run. Hendry's work rate and courageous defending continued to endear him to the Blackburn public. By lifting the Premiership trophy as a defender, he had cemented the legend that had begun in 87 with his striking brilliance. At Rovers, Hendry had come full circle, and perhaps this foreshadowed the shock that was to come with him leaving. Finally, Blackburn's greatest ever player, Alan Shearer. His record says it all. Overall appearances, 171. Overall goals, 130. League appearances, 138. League goals, 112. As Jack Walker began to pour millions into the football club and Rovers had been promoted to the Premier League, Kenny Dalglish went in search of a strike partner for Mike Newell. What he found was Alan Shearer, a 22-year-old striker with one England cap to his name. And the rest, they say, is history. Shearer instantly became a fan's favourite, Not only at local level, but at national level. 16 goals in 21 games, Shaw Rovers finished fourth in the Premiership in the 92-93 campaign. If Shearer hadn't damaged his cruciate knee ligaments in December 92, who knows what could have happened? Rovers fans were anxious to see if Shearer would recover from such a major injury in the 93-94 season. Alan once again shone. 31 goals in 40 games, including a memorable double against Man United at Ewood Park. Then came Shearer's career-defining moment, the championship-winning season. Shearer was phenomenal, scoring 34 goals, including memorable strikes against QPR, Newcastle to clinch Rovers' first title in 81 years. Shearer also picked up the PFA Player of the Year award in 95, still the only Rovers player ever to do so. The season after, Shearer managed a mere 31 goals in 35 games. However, this was to be Big Al's last campaign as a Rovers player. His boyhood idol, Kevin Keegan, and his hometown club, Newcastle, became too great, and he was subsequently sold for a then-record £15 million fee. Shearer was a born finisher and a leader on the pitch, yet his game was not all about scoring goals. He chipped in with assists and was used regularly in defensive set pieces. Alan Shearer is seven of the best and the Football Hour's greatest ever Blackburn player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own seven of the best Rovers players, all you have to do is tweet at the Football Hour using our hashtag 7OTBBRFC with your selections. Now the chart is finished. Let's move on to seven of the best matters. We all know who the boss at seven of the best is. Sir Ledley King. Yes, the Tottenham defender Sir Ledley King. He's not been knighted yet, but he should do. If the Queen's listening, it's got to be Sir Ledley. Anyway, Mr. King does a little news article for our website. Seven talking points from the weekend's games. You know where to find the article. It's on our website, 7otb.com. Since retiring, he likes to keep us players informed with his opinions on the latest football results. This week, Ledley was complimenting CR7. Mr. King said this about the Portuguese player. Cristiano Ronaldo bagged two injury time goals to give Portugal a late comeback win over Egypt in their friendly tie. Despite defeat, Egypt showed that they could be a dark horse at the World Cup. Interesting. This summer, Mo Salah was on target again after scoring 71% of Egypt's goals in qualifying and could light up Group A, which sees them face host Russia, Saudi Arabia and Uruguay this June. So, that's an interesting prediction from Mr. King. Keep your eye, seven of the best players, on Egypt this summer. As well as writing his articles, Ledley likes to play seven of the best, like we all do, as I keep saying. He has a pretty cool team. Let me list them for any new listeners. It's obviously Ledley, captain. Then up top, Robbie Keane and Peter Crouch. Jermaine Genus, Titus Bramble, Sean Wright-Phillips, and in goal, Paul Robinson. So a pretty cool game. So these boys play seven of the best every week. And they didn't do too badly last week. The legend scored 75 points, with Ledley grabbing 19 points. And Robbie Keane and Sean Wright-Phillips both netting 18, which is really, really respectable scores. That's a great score that will move them up the league a lot. If you want to set up your teams like Ledley has done, you should know what to do by now. But if you don't, listen up now. You can go to Manage My Team section on 7 of the Best and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score that game week, you share £700. It's a lot of money for you to share. You're going to have a good night out. Anyway, right, enough of Ledley and his Premier League legends. I want to talk about last week for me and then how I'm going to turn my luck around. So you already know how my game week last week was. 14 points, which is not great. My banker, which I went for, Sutton, they won. So I scored 4 points. But I went for an away win, Notts County, Chesterfield. Notts County was sitting third. Chesterfield were in the relegation zone. Guess what? Kevin Nolan's side lose to Chesterfield 3-1. So 0 points for me. Then Wigan won, 3 points. Luton won, 3 points. Then I went for a home win for Peterborough at home to Bristol Rovers. Guess what? A bore draw. Flipping it, Peterborough. You could have helped me out a little bit. Then the same again with Barrow. They drew and I went for an away win for Dover Athletic. Then I only got 2 points because one of my games was postponed. 14 points in total, not as good as Ledley King, but I've never been as good as Ledley King in anything I've ever done. For game week 35, though, this is how I'm going to turn it round. And Ledley King, I promise this week I'm going to get a better score than you. I'm definitely not, am I? Those words are going to come back to haunt me. For game week 35, I've gone for wins for Man City, for Man United, they're my banker, Arsenal, they're one of my predictions. I've gone for Burnley, Aston Villa and Hibernian at home to Partick Thistle. My draw this game week is going to be Birmingham City versus Ipswich. I can't see that game being... that is going to be one of the worst games ever. Q44. To enter your predictions, head to 7otb.com to set up your profile and team with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. Remember to get your week 35 selections in by 2:45 this Saturday, the 31st of March. It's free to enter and you can try and play your way to £1 million. You are 4 weeks away from £1 million. Finally, you know where to find our Twitter at Football Hour and at 7 of the Best Football on Twitter. So follow us so we give you all the predictions to help you pick the best teams for 7 of the Best. Then, finally, all I need to say is thank you, Blackburn Rovers, for having some brilliant footballers to choose from. And I wish you a happy and healthy Easter. Football friends, I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you, 7 of the Best, for sponsoring this podcast. And thank you, the football friend, for always listening to the Football Hour. Have a great Easter.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.